What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Guy Stuff podcast. Today, I'm here with future president, Tesla connoisseur, and neighborhood ginger, Josiah Cole.
Hello, everyone.
Josiah Cole is here with fire takes and...
Yeah, got very strong opinions.
On everything?
On everything, yep. I'm a very assertive man.
Very assertive, let me tell you. He asked me to go get water for him one time, so I'm going to have to talk to the coffee shop employee.
Also very extroverted,
for sure. Oh, extremely extroverted.
Yes.
Like, he asked me if he could come onto the podcast.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And the only reason why he came onto the podcast is he's not confrontational enough to say no.
Right.
To coming onto the podcast.
That's definitely not the reason.
All right. So I guess we should dive right into that first thing. POTUS 2040.
Yeah. So I've been thinking about this for a long time, and social media has become like a big thing in the recent years with like huge numbers of followers. Like, I mean, PewDiePie is obviously the most like known one with hundreds of millions of subscribers.
Just from like a viral trend.
And this
whatever.
Is just a guy who's very popular. And with that in mind, anyone could become president. Like, you just have to be popular enough. Like, if you lived in England and someone told you that if you just get enough people that like you, you could become, like, the queen, everyone would do it. And we have that here in America, so I really want to take advantage of that.
Did you hear about, there's a guy in London who, like, ran a London mayoral campaign, like, this YouTuber, and, like, beat some, like, major candidates or something. Yeah.
You just have to be a likable guy.
Yeah. And it was actually really funny because the people he beat were like talking down at him or whatever. And he just like walked by and was like, seventh place. Good for you.
Yeah.
He was in sixth, but like he was the people's mayor of London. So do you have any campaign plans? Or are you just planning to blow up?
I would like to just sort of collab with everyone, mostly like internet stars, just like make sure the general public loves me and no one hates me. And then from there, I just have to get people to know my name, write it out on the ballot, and I'm good.
Or you could actually get on the ballot.
That would be ideal.
So Harambe did that? I mean, not intentionally, of course, right. But Harambe did that. Kanye West had one of those. Yeah. Fancy. Well, you also ordered stickers or something?
Yes, I have 1,000 Electrocycle POTUS 2040 stickers. So I figure I just get those around, enough people know my name, and then it should be an easy win after that, really.
Yeah, once you put out stickers, you got the dub, realistically.
Because at this point, I put money into it, so.
Yeah, what was it, $25 for 1,000 of them?
$25.
Ugh, such an investment.
This is an expensive campaign,
people. He cares for the people, ladies and gentlemen. He cares for the people. So is that just, the goal is just to become an absolute meme and maybe not win, but just like...
An absolute meme.
Just do a decent enough job that they care more about you than the actual president.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And everyone, after I lose, they'll say they wish they had me.
Oh. Dude, yeah. I know. Like Harambe.
Like Harambe.
Rest in peace, Harambe. And then I also hear you're a Tesla connoisseur.
Yeah. So I'm a big fan of the company. All their cars are super cool. As a kid, if you like picture a futuristic car, that's basically what a Tesla is. Like, they're so like spacious and clean on the inside, and there's all these giant screens with video games on them. It's everything you'd want in a futuristic car.
With video games on them is the keynote.
That is the key thing.
So, I mean, yeah, I guess that is the way to go. And something about, do you hear about Elon Musk running for president? That might be off the top of my head.
I wish it could
like
happen.
Mayor of Dallas or something.
Yeah, that's more likely because he's actually from South Africa, which due to U.S. laws, which I would change this as president because our laws don't allow anyone not born in the U.S. or born as a U.S. citizen to become president. So
wasn't he born to like American parents in South Africa?
I don't know. Could be. I know that like Arnold Schwarzenegger can't become president, which is a fat L.
He became like
he's
what,
a mayor,
governor, or
yeah,
mayor
governor
of somewhere
in California.
Yeah, quite lit. Honestly, his time as governor was
He's a cool guy.
Spot on. But yeah, so you think Tesla to the moon?
Oh yeah. Do you really think they're going places? The vehicle of the future. I mean, they designed the Cybertruck to work on Mars.
Actually?
So, yeah. That's the whole point. Like, they put all these like survival kits in it. They make it airtight. Like, they're ready to drive that thing on another planet. And when it's already become like the main vehicle of Mars, it's like, this is going to be a big thing on Earth.
I mean, that's true. Yeah. We saw what happened when they put those fancy NASA space rovers in the Martian. You know, those blow up, became really popular.
Oh, yeah.
Daily commuter vehicle right there.
What was that rover that got stuck on Mars and everyone was like, save the rover? Like, it had a soul or something.
Pathfinder. Oh, you don't have a soul. Ginger. No, here. Pathfinder, Curiosity. I know Pathfinder just like took a fat L. It like landed and then just it was gone. Absolutely trucked. Okay. And then I hate to do it so soon in the episode, but I feel like now that we've brushed on your campaign and Tesla's, then we definitely will never return to those topics.
Right.
How many animals do you think you'd take in a fight?
Well, what kind of animals are we talking about?
I don't know. So I've only ever heard it like coyotes, but I feel like you need a more like how many gerbils or like gophers?
The only one I've ever heard is like, how many babies could you take in a fight?
How many 5-year-olds?
And I feel like with the smaller animals, it really doesn't matter how many they are. Like, you just kind of push them aside and they're done.
Eventually there's like hundreds of them.
Right. And they could like suffocate you maybe. I feel like guinea pigs or something like that. That's what Don keep thinking of. I feel like I could take out like 500. But anything more than that, like, I'm gone.
They'll just flood you like freaking venom. Isn't the classic question like 5-year-olds though? Like, how many 5-year-olds? Like, sans weapons.
Toddlers can you take out?
I mean, honestly, I give myself a low number because they're like freaking once they grab a limb, they're done. Uh-huh. Like, I don't think any of the people who talk about fighting 5-year-olds have ever actually fought 5-year-olds.
Right. Kids because have insane stamina.
And just the pain tolerance.
Yeah.
Like, I was hanging out with my cousin one time, comes charging up the steps. I push him. Like, he gets up. I push him, like, by his forehead. Not just kind of meaning to, like, push him aside. He flips backwards on the steps and falls down half of them. And then looks up with this devilish grin and charges up the steps on all fours. And it's the point in horror movies where you crawl away and you're like, no, please, not my family. Honestly, though, I think people overestimate, like, I could take out 50. Well, man, once they take out your legs, you're just standing there and they'll just tear you apart.
Yeah, I could maybe take, I don't even know if I could be one 5-year-old, to be honest.
Just a singular 5-year-old?
Right, yeah.
Are we talking about, like, a little one or, like, a beefy 5-year-old?
Like, world's strongest 5-year-old. Like, a 10-pack or something.
Have you seen that kid? There was a kid who,
I've seen a few of those kids.
There was a kid, he didn't have whatever limiter stops your muscles from getting absolutely jacked. So he's, like, 5 and just ripping pull-ups. And he's, like, has the body of, like, an absolute beast.
Chad.
Yeah, I feel like it's scary. Like, Mr. Incredible as a 5-year-old. It might just be scary. Like, imagine dropping him off to daycare. Oh, just being gosh. Like, don't be mean to the other kids, Billy. There wouldn't be any other kids by the end of that one.
He walks back to the van with, like, 3 of them in a chokehold. It's like, I'm going to hang out with my friends first.
Oh, my word. WWE, but for like, you could enter like
children.
Yes.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
I feel like there'd be so many lawsuits, but for the brief like 20 seconds it's alive, it would be amazing. Like, just, and his name
Bobby.
just that
his he parents liked, don't want us sharing his last name, so
or his face.
Yeah,
that's why they're all masked and running around. Did you hear about something like that? It was called, it was a TV show. They filmed it out in the middle of, like, the Arizona desert. I think JonTron talked about it.
I have heard about this.
What, like, Kids Nation or something?
They just, like, dumped them and told them to, like, make a city work.
But then they have this one guy that shows up at the end of every episode, and he's like, that's right, kids, games, and you can compete in your spot in this, like, hierarchy.
Oh, dear.
But, like, the way he only shows up, like, once every 3 days.
Right.
So, for, like, the other 3 days, I guess you just have, like, cameramen or whatever?
I guess. Either that or it's just, like, straight panic. Like, how many kids are still going to be alive next time we check on them?
And I think the store they never mentioned, for those of you who haven't seen the show, the whole basis of the show was, like, this pioneer town failed out in the middle of nowhere because sucks to suck. And its name is like Bonanza City, some clearly made up name. But then these like 40 kids show up in the desert, like on a bus, or 36, whatever. And they show up in the desert, and then they like chopper in these four kids. And these four kids are like in the middle of the age group. So it's like 8 to 15 is like the age range. And then these four kids that are like all 11 are like the leaders of the town, and they have to construct orders. So as the episodes go on, what I found funny, it's like all the 11-year-olds got kicked out, and eventually it was just like the four oldest guys in like the ruling position.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, they really tried early on to be like, we're going to put this 10-year-old little girl in charge and she's going to rule. And it just sucked. Like no one was happy.
Like a Lord of the Flies situation.
Yeah. Okay. And from the videos I've watched, because I've watched a lot, the producers openly acknowledge like this will have some elements of Lord of the Flies or whatever.
Oh dear.
We're just like, chill with it.
Just openly admits that they know bad things can happen.
We opened a weapons store.
Right.
You can use your V-Bucks here, kids.
Oh dear.
But like, just, it's also like, if it were to panic, you put like, some of these kids looked like big. Like right. These, however old the oldest were like, bigger kids, and then you have these absolute tiny,
right? Yeah,
frail.
There was like a 6-year-old or something.
If there's child. Any kind of fighting, no one is going to live.
It's not like they have like a well-taught doctor or anything like that.
Well, yeah, because they show up and they're like, "You get to cook, you get to rule, and you right. guys." It's like the feudal system just set up, and it's
just
like
figure out how to do it and do it.
And generally, like. What happens is you end up with like the strong kids on the bottom. So then it's like, viva la revolution right there. Set it up nice and clean. But yeah, I can't. I think they got sued. They couldn't have put the second one surely. On the air, and you can't find it anywhere. Like the station PBS or whatever made it literally tried to forget about it.
Kids.
This episode was sponsored by Chuck E. Cheese, where a kid can be a kid. No, but like they literally swept it under the rug entirely.
Wow.
Like you can get it just free on YouTube, like all 10 episodes. That's how little they care. And everyone who's on the show got like a VHS copy or something. But it was crazy.
That's when you know a company is like ashamed of something they've made, if you can just find it on YouTube.
Absolutely do not acknowledge it. It's like, I think we screwed up, boss. Give YouTube a win this time.
Yeah. Let that one YouTuber take credit for the content.
Just pretend like it's his. No, yeah, but like, and it's not even something small. It's like hundreds of thousands of views on these videos.
Right.
And like, there's a threshold because there's like on YouTube, there's like free movie club. And the first rule of free movie club is there is no free movie club. But like, once it hits like 100,000 views, it's an instant takedown.
Because right.
It's like, that's the point where they're like, oh no, can't have that up.
Gotta be making money off of it.
Honestly, copyright stuff. I mean, it works well for everyone, I think. But anyways, back to the question. 5-year-olds. Sans weapons, your final number. In an open space, because there's like three
open
categories.
Space. I would probably say I could take out 5 5-year-olds.
In an open space?
Yeah. I think if there was a 6th one, I'd be gone.
Yeah, because at that point, they have like all your limbs, and it just takes two of them
right,
at your
yeah.
face. They're like the rat torture. And
as long
ages.
As they're smart 5-year-olds, they're going to take the
reasonably dog. Intelligent. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What about this? I've heard that the best place is like a bathroom stall. So you have a one way of entrance that you can like block off with
oh,
your
no.
foot. So
is like a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
Situation?
It's a zombie. Just yeah. like pretend they're swarming you and pretend they have no souls or anything like
same.
You. no moral qualms with right. just trucking them, or like end of an alley or something, somewhere where there's only coming from one direction.
Then you could also get cornered. And
I mean, yeah, but like,
there's no escape.
Okay, let's just say you have that, and you have like a riot shield
right,
okay. in a corner. Imagine that. How many do you have?
At that point, I could probably take out like 20.
20?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you can use the riot shield as a weapon to just like...
just kind of like hide behind it, whack them from above.
Bad. Go.
Bad child.
yeah, okay. So for the first one, 5 seems like a good number for me. I'd say 5. Except I'd probably go like 7. Because like, if I can... I'm really tall.
You are.
And really I can tall. Just deliver a solid kick. Mm-hmm. And they have a... 5-year-olds have a threshold, but after they exceed that threshold, I do not know this from personal experience. After they exceed a certain pain...
I beat up a lot of 5-year-olds, and I know their pain levels.
Well, you can't know them, but, like, anyone, after they're past a certain point, they're just like, I'm dead.
Yeah.
Like, any person. For the riot shield scenario, I don't know. I feel like, yeah, 20. Like, that's a solid number, because you can just, like, push them over until they just don't want to get up anymore. And then I guess the solid thing, the last one is like with a weapon.
Ooh.
But like you can't, I guess nothing. I wouldn't pick anything with ammo limitations. Like it'd have to be like an energy gun or something, which don't exist, unfortunately. So I guess just like a bat.
Yeah. If I were to pick a weapon for children, a bat would be good, but you're going to run out of energy pretty fast with a bat. I would probably go for like some kind of gun.
Like what kind?
It's got to be something that holds a lot of ammo, but also I can swap out like a lot of magazines. I wouldn't want something heavy though.
Get one of those chain fire ones you just set up.
Yeah. And except they're like children, so like they get behind you, you're gone. I'd probably go for like dual wielding pistols or something.
Just not revolvers, because those would take forever. Do not do revolvers.
Hold up, children. Let me...
Pause. I said timeout. Yeah. All right. We lost mic power or something, but we left off. We were talking about when you don't use revolvers when killing
absolutely
masses of 5-year-olds.
Because, you know, with the revolvers, you got to open it up and you put the bullets in individually. It's a big waste of time.
You know, back when I had cap guns, they had like the rings of 6 you could put in.
I love cap guns.
I wish they could do it like that, where you just have like a ring of 6 and you're like, ha.
Then you could do like Russian roulette with like cap guns. But you can still do it, actually, if you just shoot every single cap except one of them.
Oh.
Spin it a few times. Do not try this at home.
Did you play Russian roulette with cap guns as a kid?
No, I would never. No.
I doubt
I would have no one to play with. If I did have someone to play Russian roulette with cap guns, then I would have definitely done.
You had like 7 sisters.
Yeah, weirdly enough, women don't have a lot of fun shooting themselves in the head with a cap gun.
Don't find that amusing,
yeah,
huh?
I can't imagine why.
No ideas.
This is the epitome of fun, people.
I win.
Who really wins in Russian roulette?
Depends on how many drinks you've had.
Yeah. Also your state of mind, maybe.
Did your wife just leave you? I don't know. Nobody's a winner then.
Yeah.
Okay. Revolvers, I guess just a high bullet count. Just straight up like, I don't know. I feel like vehicles are cheating because I just sit in my car and do donuts.
Yeah. Easy claps.
Easy dubs.
I mean, how many 5-year-olds would it take to beat you if you're in a vehicle?
How much body meat would you have to run through?
Right, because eventually you're going to get like stuck or something. They may break a window.
You'll lose traction, yeah.
But that's going to take a lot of 5-year-olds.
Well, it depends on how fast you're going. Like, I assume you could just like push through them like a snowplow, but if you hit one like at 60, it's going to have the same effect as a deer.
Right.
Like,
so you're not going. What vehicle are you using for this?
If you have any vehicle?
Right. Any choice.
I feel like I should pick something that's like beefy,
right? Some form of like truck or something.
But every part of me wants to just get a hypercar and just like,
oh, that would be so much fun.
Not even like a Corvette, like just a straight up like Pagani or whatever you call them, like the low Lambo Formula G. One. Yeah, solid.
Yeah.
Realistically, though, I saw this thing on Top Gear the other day. It's like, it costs like $100,000.
Of course.
It has 8 wheels.
Ooh.
It is lifted, like huge, absolutely, taller than an SUV, but it gets like 11 miles per gallon, but it can seat like 12 people. It's the size of a small school bus, but it just takes absolutely, it'll take everything.
So like a limousine monster.
Pretty much, yeah. But it can only go like 44 miles an hour.
That's problematic.
But you can never lose traction. Right. So it doesn't really matter.
I'd also probably go with like some form of like Tesla, either a Tesla Semi or a Cybertruck, and then hook it up with like solar panels so I never have to worry about gas.
Just wait until it glitches on you and then you're just screwed.
Right.
Well, okay, I guess it depends on where you're doing it.
You gotta disable all that like auto avoidance stuff. You don't need that.
Yeah. Runs you into a building first thing and you're dead. None of that. Well, I guess it depends. Like if you're doing it on a highway, it just goes for a truck that you can just would put a cattle guard on the front and just go. If you're like in a city, I don't know. Like if all the cars are still there, you're best off with like an electric skateboard, just go faster than they can go.
Right, yeah. You just need to get away from them.
Just Casey Neistat it through New York City, just running from 5-year-olds. Be the way to go, honestly.
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah, I think those are all solid options. Oh, man. Drugs, though.
Mm, I love them.
I love them, too.
Ibuprofen is a personal favorite.
Ibuprofen, yeah. I had a friend at a thing I was going to, and she had ibuprofen or something in a Tic Tac container. And I, like, opened it up to pop a Tic Tac, and it was an ibuprofen. I was like, well, might as well pop an ibuprofen, you know. Same difference.
Probably does more for you.
I honestly... Like, and it was like a concert or something, so it was painful.
Right.
Melatonin. Yeah. Solid.
I've never done melatonin, but it sounds like a pretty miraculous thing. Like, if I could just carry that around with me, just like any time I'd sit down and be like, okay, I'm gonna pop some melatonin, take a quick nap.
It doesn't work like that. I wish it did. I pop melatonin, and then my brain's like, well, we're not sleeping now. And then I just lay awake for like 2 more hours. That's
the sole purpose of melatonin.
Yeah. I wish it would put you to sleep. I really just want to become an anesthesiologist, so when I go to bed, I can just like, 5, 4, 3, and then just fall asleep and right away.
Just prescribe yourself with sleep.
Just have a gas thing and just... Yeah, I guess I like Tylenol. For pain,
right?
But, yeah, but a bunch of them are like blood thinner, so if you're like don't have an arm and you like take Advil or something, you like lose all your blood faster. It kind of sucks. But if you're having a heart attack, you chew Advil or snort it or whatever. You take it,
one of these options is much funner than the other.
I feel like snorting Advil would just not go well.
Oh, I got a heart attack. Let me crunch up this Advil.
Sir, this is a Wendy's. Why are you doing lines on the table?
It's for my heart.
Sir, we know she left you. That's no reason. Oh, Wendy. No. I feel like Wendy's would be the place to give you a heart attack, though.
Yeah?
Like, ranked, I think Wendy's is, like, up there.
It's kind of sketchy.
Burger King's really sketchy.
Yeah, which is annoying because it's not cheap.
It really, well, chicken nuggets there are cheap. They're okay. Like dirt cheap. But other than that, everything's like super expensive.
Yeah.
Like early 2012 McDonald's. Do you remember that when they tried to make like gourmet sandwiches or 2014, whenever it was. And they were like, we're a real restaurant now. And then it just all sucked. And it was like, please.
And that's not really why people go to McDonald's.
Yeah, you go to McDonald's when you hate yourself.
Right. You just need a cheap, quick meal.
They've gotten better, though. Like, I think Taco Bell is, like, the king of the low end.
Right.
Or yeah. Little Caesars, because you can get, like, a $5 pizza.
Right, but it's not exactly fast food with Little Caesars.
Yeah, it's true.
Unless you're getting, like, a hot and ready.
Well, I always end up hating myself after Little Caesars, like even more so.
Yeah, it's annoying because like always the first slice is like heaven. And then immediately after you try and eat more, it's like, oh, dear. My body has just realized what this actually is.
I like their thin crust, and that's about it.
Yeah.
Like, anything else, like, normal pizza, I eat it, and I'm like, And then you try to eat it again, and you're like, this was not worth working 10 hours for my neighbor for. You know, bribe him with pizza.
Yeah.
Really, I mean, honestly, I think ranked, I think Burger King is the absolute worst of everything. And then it's like Little Caesars. I don't know. What's after Little Caesars?
I'm not a huge fan of like Hardee's and Arby's.
Arby's is like clean though.
Yeah.
I feel like it's Little Caesars, Burger King. Or Burger King is nasty. Hardee's is also nasty. Mm-hmm. White Castle can be nasty. They're just like all sketch.
Yeah.
It's like you're eating in a gas station, but like the nasty part. I mean,
like all the employees didn't have to go through an interview to get the job.
Yeah. Oh man. I would personally rather eat in a Taco Bell bathroom than our Burger King sometimes. Like, it's that bad.
Oh dear.
At least they clean the Taco Bell bathroom. Our Burger King, you like sit down and you like shuffle and you're like, oh, I'm not moving. Guess I'll have to tip the waiter because they're going to be bringing my food to me.
Oh dear.
And you try to walk and your shoes are like,
oh, I hate that feeling.
And because they mop and it just does nothing.
No.
They like spread honey on the floor. I feel like a bunch of places that get a bad rap, like Taco Bell, are actually way better than you think they are.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end,
everything tastes good at Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you do get sick afterwards, it's not like Little Caesars where it didn't taste good and now you're sick. That's you're like,
it's your fault for being weak.
Just drive the extra 10 minutes to get to a Taco Bell. Man. What's annoys me, though? Man, this is going to be surprising. Taco Bell never keeps things I like on the menu long enough.
Mm.
That being said, we should go to Taco Bell after we get done recording.
We should, yep.
Yeah.
We actually need to now.
Sorry. They have nacho fries back as of recording, but like they're like a seasonal thing or whatever, so they never keep them around long enough to like have you eat them more than twice, unless you're really a Taco Bell addict, because I don't go all the time. I love Taco Bell. Don't go all the time, right? Because I need to get those gains.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the gym yesterday.
The wallet needs to keep those gains.
Wallet does not need that.
I don't get what with like, why do companies still do limited time foods? Like every time they bring them out, like everyone loves them. Like, why would you take that away?
Because that's like, it's for the scarcity.
Yeah.
Like pumpkin spice latte would not be special unless they only did it like once a year.
Of course. Yeah.
That's why it's the big deal. Get it while it's still here.
One of my favorite limited time things is the McDonald's Rollo McFlurry.
Rollo McFlurry. Yeah.
Normally, all they have is Oreo and M&M, and like they're both decent, but Rollo McFlurries were amazing. And this was only like a one-time thing they did for like a few months or something.
Have you ever had like an actual Rollo?
Oh yeah, I love Rollos.
I always thought they were like in the bag with like those strawberry candies and caramels that old ladies gave you. Like they gave you a Rollo or whatever.
Nah. They come in like these golden foil packages. Ooh. And they're amazing. Chocolate, caramel.
I did a perfection thing a while back, and I have to buy both. But you can buy a hot apple pie and McFlurry, and they can blend the apple pie into the McFlurry. It's good. It wasn't worth the like $7 I paid.
Yeah.
It's the kind of thing you do once, and then you do again once you become Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm. Like, you do it when like you're in front of people, mm-hmm. just to be like, yeah, I have the secret menu.
I have the knowledge.
Don't look at the receipt. The price is, you know.
Money's temporary. Happiness is also temporary, but we're not going to speak of that. Honestly, yeah. Taco Bell, did you see? They do that too. Limited time Baja Blast. They have it in, it's not like the drink at Taco Bell's there all the time, but like if you want it in bottles, it's limited time. And they have a bunch of new stuff this year. They have like tropical or Baja Blast, Baja Punch, and Baja Tropical, Baja something else.
Yeah,
Baja
I've tried Splash. Some of those, like there's this yellow one, mm-hmm. it's like a pineapple, and they've got like a watermelon one.
Or I think it's a fruit punch.
Yeah.
The watermelon Mountain Dew is an entirely different.
Yeah, they're so weird because it's like you drink it and it's like, this is a Mountain Dew, but it's very off.
Yeah, you can always tell it's a Mountain Dew because like they all taste the same. I watched a video the other day. This guy did like a deep dive into Mountain Dews, like every Mountain Dew ever. And apparently they send out packets of like test flavors. So you get like 8 or 10 test cans and you try them and you like vote on which one's your favorite. And they're not even like labeled. They're like sketch cans with a white wrapping that says like 318, 724. It's literally like formula numbers.
You sign a waiver beforehand.
I sign off any ill effects regarding radium, potassium, and uranium. I acknowledge that they are part of PepsiCo or whatever.
Sign. I do have a will.
My family will be getting my money. But yeah, they have like every flavor. They did one in like Japan that was like a ginger ale Mountain Dew in like the 80s. Japan got a bunch of exclusives before we did.
Yeah.
But then now that it's our turn, there's like all sorts of like weird niche flavors. They used to do stuff with games that would like relate to the game thing, which I always find weird when you do like a flavor in the game.
Yeah. Okay. So I've had one of these, like it was a Modern Warfare 3. It was called like Game Fuel Mountain Dew.
Uh-huh.
I actually had this maybe like last year, which is a bad thing since Modern Warfare 3 came out like 8 years ago.
Yeah.
But it was still an amazing drink. I couldn't finish it for obvious reasons. I felt like dying. But it did taste very good still, like 8 years later.
See, that's how you know it's bad. Like, not, it's like sucks. They Modern Warfare 4 or 3, they had these monster cans and they sat in this basement that we cleaned out one time, like a group of friends and I. And they had entire racks of soda that were expired like 4 years before. So we were like popping sodas.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
We're like, we have 60 sodas left. What should we do?
Drink them, I guess.
We had a soda fight, like snowball fight, but with sodas.
Like cans?
Yeah. And if it right, you can shake it up and throw it at the ground and it'll pop the ends out.
All right,
yeah. And then it literally becomes like a grenade. Like you can, if you do it right, you can land it like right next to their feet and have it just blow soda on them. It's amazing. Quality entertainment.
Do try it, huh? There are zero risks involved.
Yeah,
here.
We don't take liability for that one. That's how confident we are. But like, I think exclusives are a bit weird.
Yeah.
In all forms, because like Japan does like exclusive Kit Kats. They have like 900 Kit Kat flavors or whatever.
Weird.
Yeah, I've been deep diving into Japanese food, but not like the actual food, like the candy and stuff that they get because they have more money or whatever. They can afford it.
It's weird that Japan has so much. Because like you think of Japan, and I always think of it as like these like small, super crowded islands, and yet like they make all these cars and all these games.
All these beef.
Yeah.
That's solid.
Somehow Japan like has everything, and yet they're a little tiny island.
Yeah. Empire of the Sun. Did you know that they like, was it named Japan or something? It looked like a dragon, like the things before they even made maps or have satellites. They knew their islands looked like a dragon.
Wow.
So they named it after that.
That's cool.
It's actually pretty cool. Yeah. But the most annoying stuff is, like, they have regionally exclusive cars sometimes.
Aww.
And it's, like, they're never, like, cheap cars. They're
absolutely
always, like,
not.
But they add, like, $8 million to a nice car's label because it's, like, exclusive. And it's, like, well, you don't really need that.
Right.
Like, that's a bit of a waste. I mean, I guess if you're super rich, you just want to show all your other super rich friends that you are super rich. And, like, I dropped $8 million on that. What you gonna do? But, I mean, yeah.
I've noticed that you have an idea sheet here, and one of your things just says Iran.
Oh, yeah. So in the last episode, we talked about Iran in the basketball game. So there was, like, the Olympics versus America.
Yeah,
and so they can make those, like, explosive threes. I saw a video the other day that talked about, because they were Olympic commentators, so they wouldn't do that. But, like, NBA commentators have no chill.
Ooh.
Like, there was a video, like, mocking them because it's like, and this guy dribbles to the three. His dad died in a chemical plant fire when he was three, and then he, like, makes a dunk. He's like, and an explosive dunk reminiscent to his father's chemical plant fire. Whatever, like, stuff that no one should say. And they don't actually say it, but it's like, I don't know. That seems a bit sketch.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, wrapping up the episode, anything you want to say to the people?
I mean, obviously, vote for me in the year 2040. I will be running for president of the United States.
He is environmentally conscious. He has 340 Ocean. Turning around his bottle so we can see it here.
Yeah, I save the planet a lot.
Wow.
Basically, anything that you have an opinion on, I agree with you.
Nice, solid.
Yeah.
Unless you're bad, and then.
Well, yeah.
If just you're bad, then no. But
don't, yeah, don't vote for me if you like.
Don't murder people.
Murder people. Yeah.
Which is ironic because, except for five-year-olds. Five-year-olds are okay to murder. This is not our actual opinion. Please don't go off of that.
Don't quote me.
Yeah, but he's environmentally conscious. He has 340 Ocean bracelets, or the fancy you spend $800 and they pick up a bottle out of the ocean.
Like 1 pound of trash for $20.
It's like, well, I feel like there's better ways to do this. But yes, he is environmentally conscious. The man to vote for in 2040. Put it on your calendars, people. Go buy a 2040 calendar so you can put it on your calendar. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
See ya.